Dallas-based Tenet Healthcare came out with earnings, and we were expecting a lot. Tenet Healthcare stock was up 155% coming into trading on Tuesday, so it was quite a shock when Wall Street decided suddenly they didn't want it anymore. The stock plunged 16%. Ron Rittmeyer, maybe he understands. He's the CEO of Tenet Healthcare and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, David, that was a great introduction.
I looked at the earnings. The earnings were 26 cents. That's a penny better than expected. Revenues were up 145%. I saw one analyst say, you know, they were disappointed at some of the decline in admissions at your hospitals. You know, what's going on?
Well, they were comparing admissions. We were down slightly from the prior year, but our acuity was higher. And in hospitals, really, the issue is admissions can be down or flat. And the real question is, what's your acuity? Because you're getting paid based on acuity.
Okay, no, wait. Tell me about acuity.
Well, acuity means the severity of the case.
Okay.
So, you know, as people come in and, you know, we operate hospitals with trauma centers and cardiac and other types of things, those are typically higher acuity cases than perhaps someone who comes in and has something done at a lower level, whether it's a, you know, minor surgery or day surgery or whatever. And our acuity was continued to be high, which was very good from our standpoint. But frankly, our admissions were down slightly, and we talked a little bit about issues we've had in Detroit, Michigan, with our we have a very large hospital system up there, DMC, and it is a you know, we've had some issues with our academic partner up there, and we're working through those. And personally, I think we're very comfortable that they are not systemic and they'll be resolved reasonably quickly. But the street reacts to those things sometimes more sensitively than I would think we would have thought.
But how does a hospital deal with something like this? I mean, do you advertise your way out of it? Do you market it? Or I mean, you can't go out and sow flu seeds out and get everybody sick to come in and get their flu.
The issue in Detroit was much more about them being able to provide us with sufficient resources to handle the cases that we had scheduled. And so we had some issues with availability of physicians. And I think we're on a positive trend now to get that corrected. But they are our academic partners, so, you know, we're tied up with the whole medical school. And from that standpoint, we felt some pressure and some pain. And some of that is working through our agreement with them and making sure that we're holding each other accountable appropriately. And I can tell you that we're very focused on that, and I believe that we're on the way to recover that.
So tell me about the big picture. You came in, and a lot of us thought you were going to dress it up and turn around and sell it. Now it looks like you're going to operate Tenet Healthcare. Have you got it right-sized? I gather Conifer Solutions is for sale or going to be spun off or something?
Well, Conifer has been on the market. We did that in the early part of the year. And as I said, it's not a strategic asset, but it's a very valuable asset. And in the last 9 months, we've improved performance in Conifer by $80 million against its original EBITDA plan of so our EBITDA plan for it now is at $355 million. So we've improved it $80 million, and it's still for sale, and we have bidders that are looking at it. And as we've said, we expect to get paid for that improvement when the numbers are done. And additionally, you know, we are going to move from an owner to just be a client, so we have expectations that the service line agreements that we will develop will ensure that we get paid. I mean, that we get our cash collected and we get our job done. So, Conifer's still on the market. I think there are analysts that wish we would get it over with, but it's a complicated process. And even though it's a complicated process and it's taking longer, an $80 million improvement is not something to sneeze at. So, we feel very positive about that.
Well, what about hospital and outpatient sales and acquisitions? Are you steady there?
Yeah, I think hospitals, acute care hospitals. We own 69 acute care hospitals. We have no immediate plans to expand that base. We're in 10 what we consider groups geographically around the country. We have sold our Chicago hospitals. They've been on the block for some time, so we got that taken care of. We continue to add urgent care centers, freestanding emergency rooms, and then on our USPI platform, which those are part of, certainly the urgent cares are, we continue to do what we call de novo or greenfield developments, and we continue to do some outstanding acquisitions, and that has continued. We expect actually to invest more in USPI this year.
This is the ambulatory center, the walk-ins.
Ambulatory center, that's correct. Surgery centers.
Right.
So this is doing very, very good.
So what'd you tell the analysts about the rest of the year? Do you see making your numbers, or you ready to comment on that?
Yeah. I mean, we reaffirmed our commitment. We actually increased Conifer by $20 million for the year, and their EBITDA. And we at this point, you know, have our midpoint out there, and we plan to what we've committed to achieve. So I'm not concerned about hitting that number. And I don't mean that glibly. There's always things you're concerned
right.
about, but we are committed to delivering that number, and we're going to deliver our $250 million of run rate savings this year. In fact, originally we said we would deliver $250 million run rate at the end of 2018, and we would actually book $150 million in 2018. But now we're going to book $190 million. In 2018 and still deliver the 250.
Wow. So, okay, so let me ask you an off-the-wall question. You've been CEOs of lots of different companies, mostly public but some private. Elon Musk came out Tuesday and said, well, he thought he might take his company private and wouldn't have to put up with the short sellers and all the, you know, all the analysts, and he doesn't seem to like analysts very much. There is something appealing about running a private company, isn't there?
I would have to say that's true. It is simpler. It allows you decision to action to be faster because you don't have all the other issues that float around a public company in terms of disclosures and making sure that everything you say is in the public market at the right pace, at the right time, at the same way. You know, running a private company is a much simpler task than running a public company in today's world.
Right, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens to him. But you still got a really good year under your belt, Ron Rittmeyer, CEO of Tenet Healthcare, our guest today. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.